Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I never drank around my kids when they were looking.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the Giants have acquired Rafael Devers.
Bam.
Trade with the Boston Red Sox, Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks gone. And the Giants get a bat. Where he'll play, we'll find out. But this is their best hitter in a while. There's no doubt about that.
I'm with you, partner, and I can't wait, man.
Assuming he comes here and doesn't pull a Willie Adames.
Now, why did you have to do that?
Because,
remember what your dad told you? Just because you can say something, son, doesn't mean you have to.
Somebody's got to fight back about, on this.
What?
Well, now he's going to hit 42 homers here. That's not the way baseball works.
No, but what you're missing, Stani, is offensively for the last few years, even when we won 107,
mm-hmm.
I said we, when they won 107, they were bringing Carter a knife to a gunfight. Now they got a bazooka.
Okay.
Now they are, I think they're better than the Padres. They already, understanding wise. And now I feel like this team, Stani, if everything goes right, can win the World Series. If you got health and this pitching is what it is, they can win it all. Like, I believe that now.
I know you do.
I
know you do.
No, seriously, Stani, that's what this represents. And Buster did it. If he can have the impact Devers that Jimmy Butler had, oh my gosh. Now, I know the teams are at different junctures because the Warriors were, it was going bad, quick, fast, and in a hurry. The Giants have something brewing, but you just got to think, Stani, is like me saying they can win the World Series right now. Are you like, goo?
That's what you do. I'm sorry.
But as far as the crazy meter, I don't think you're looking at that like that's a 10.
I mean,
be a 2.5 now.
Okay, it's a 2.5. I just knew it was coming.
I'm excited, right.
I knew it was coming, which is fine. But here's the other thing is like,
man,
you said, and this is, well, if he can be the Butler trade, it'll be a great move. No, I don't know that the Butler trade is a great move yet.
Well, as far as in season changing where they were headed,
okay.
I don't think the Warriors were making the playoffs.
Okay.
And then there were days before the playoffs started, Stani, where the world took notice and said the Warriors are a problem. We lived that.
Right.
Now, it ended up being different.
Exactly.
But his impact was Clint Eastwood.
Right. But
all of a sudden.
Don't think for a minute that over the next 2 years, it will absolutely positively be smooth sailing with Jimmy Butler. Who knows?
Oh, no. I got,
we don't know
yeah,
that.
No doubt. But
and Devers
fun,
has
Stani.
8.5 more years.
Yeah.
What if he's not the hitter in San Francisco that he's been in Boston?
You deal with it when you cross that bridge.
Right.
But I guess just from a fan standpoint, Stani, that's the exciting part of it. That's life. You don't know how things are going to work out. until you get into it. So I'm with you on looking at, and what we're doing right now is I'm glass half full, you're glass half empty. They're both valid.
I'm not glass half empty. I think it's a good move. Obviously, they needed a bat, and they got rid of two more.
If he didn't hit, then you'd be like, oh boy.
I just know there's no sure things. There's no sure things.
And Texas.
And, you know, I mean, on a smaller scale, when the Giants signed Adames, there was excitement like this, and he's hitting 200 right now. So
he told me to relax.
Here's the other thing. I mean, here's a guy switching leagues. This may not happen right away. I mean, you know, we heard Harold Reynolds of the MLB Network talking about Adames saying, look, he is getting used to this ballpark, and it takes a little while. And maybe the same thing's going to happen with Devers. I don't know. Now, Devers has plenty of time to figure it out. And I've had Devers on my fantasy team for 3 years. He's great.
Yeah, I got him on mine this year.
He's great.
Yeah, won me a title.
We know for a fact that he's great in Boston. But we also know that there's something about this stadium that's a little bit different. And so it's not unrealistic to expect that maybe his production won't match what he did in Boston, but it'll still be a lot better than the person he's playing for or who he hits for here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So,
but Stoney, don't get me wrong. Every game is not at this park, but there's doubles, you know, there's triples, there are base hits. So it's not just the home run derby. So I know I keep mentioning that because when I think of Devers, I think of a guy, I won't call him Tony Gwynn. God bless the great Tony Gwynn. But the bottom line is he's just not feast or famine. He can do it all, and the numbers back that up. So let's just say he comes here and doesn't get up to the greatest start, knocking it out the park here. Can you get on base, that OPS? Can you draw walks? And he leads the league in a year that, you know, he's not happy with the club with 55 of them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, here's the way I usually look at it. How many games over right now are the Giants? Nine?
I should have
nine or 10?
They are currently, Stiney, 10 over, 41-31.
Okay, so they're 41-31.
Yep, 72.
All right, so if they go 500 from this point on, they'll be 86-76. So certainly you want this team to win more than 86 games at this point. You would expect that this should be a 90-win team now, right?
No doubt. Okay. I love that number.
All right. Yep. So
there are standards now. I mean, they have been, but Stiney, again, it's a good pressure, but now all the Giants, they kind of did what they've done the last couple of years, kind of run out of gas. It's kind of cute. Oh, man. But nah, not now, Stiney. Posey went all in, and what's his phrase? I'm waiting for the T-shirts. Let's go. That's what it is. Now the players got to – they got to do their part.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants, they acquire Rafael Devers, one of the best hitters in baseball. Great player. There's no doubt about
it.
He'll be coming to Oracle Park. And the question then becomes, what kind of a hitter is he here? This is what he did yesterday.
He'll hit high, fly left field, back toward the wall. Dominguez turning around. That's a home run. That got over the red line, and a home run for Raffy. Red Sox take a 2-0 lead. His 15th home run.
All right, wow. So Devers homered yesterday against the Yankees in their win.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm hoping he's in the lineup tomorrow. Sometimes these things take a day or two, but we'll see.
He sounded like the ball coach. We'll see. Hey, Marcy, I got to tell you this, Donnie. There is no downside. This is how giddy I've been all morning, and I'm going to be for the rest of this season. But I do got to tell you, I wish I was a fly on the wall, because now you got me thinking just minutely, is he happy to be here? Like, that's got to mean something. And I know Buster said, oh, we'll talk to him. That's fine. But is there any scenario to where he's not happy that he's here hitting in this park? Half of that's the one ingredient. Like, we hadn't heard him. I can't wait, San Francisco. I can't wait. So, and you talked about switching leagues. Or he's just happy like Jimmy Butler to get out of there because it was bad blood. He felt like he got stabbed in the back. Nothing to see here.
I mean, I hope he wants to be here, because if he doesn't, then that might be an issue. I mean, if
I don't want to be negative. I'm just thinking about though.
Look, the one thing Posey opened himself up to was he made it clear. He hasn't talked about what position Devers is going to play, if he's going to play in the field. He hasn't talked to Devers at all. This is Buster Posey seeing a guy that he thinks is a hell of a player, knowing that stuff's going on between him and the organization, and him just saying, you know what? This guy's too talented. Let's go get him. We'll get him in here, and then we'll figure it out. And we'll see what happens.
Wow.
Let's go to Nick. Nick in Berkeley. Nick. What's going on, Nick? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Happy Father's Day, man, to you guys. Hey, so check it out. Is this the biggest trade since Carlos Beltran? Because Goo and Stunny, to your point, man, I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up. And it may take, you know, a couple games for him to get acclimated, or whatever. But man, throw him in the lineup tomorrow at first or whatever, man. I don't care. I don't think he's a malcontent. I mean, I'm sure a change of scenery does people good. I want to see some splashdown hits, man. That's what I want to see. And I can't remember the last time that our general manager has had this much effect so early. It's the Posey effect. It's always Rosie with Buster Posey, baby.
And oh, I'm like, nice.
Oh. Because the Giants are about to put it down. The Giants, like I said earlier, man, the keys to victory was not giving up a home run. A reliever came in, gave up a home run yesterday, cost us the bubble game, and I was really pissed about that. But the trade, man, it didn't even really matter to me because the trade has me fired up, and the fans should be fired up, and I just want to see the electricity that's going to be jumping off at the stadium, man. Raring to go, bro.
Wow.
Raring to go. And hey. I haven't been this excited in the last 3-4 years because I banned the Giants for a year after the little strike they had to open up the season. And then I couldn't just support Farhan, whatever, because he was like out there experimenting with our team. You can't be experimenting in major leagues, man. You got to pull the trigger on moves. And, and I don't care. This guy's put up numbers. And I don't care what the rest of the youngsters are projected to do. He's actually doing it. So, it's neither here nor there. It remains to be seen. But I think it's the biggest move since Carlos Beltran. What do y'all think about that?
Well, hopefully it's a bigger move than that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Stoney.
Because Beltran had played 44 games here. So
there you go.
You'd like to think Devers is going to be here for a while.
He is one of your guys now.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
It's always Rosie with Buster Posey. Wow, Nick in Berkeley.
JP Morosi, MLB Network, was talking about this deal, and the first thing he was asked about was what was going on with Devers and the Boston Red Sox.
We knew that all was not harmonious in the Red Sox universe, going back to spring training about the position move for Rafael Devers. And we're going to get into this, I'm sure, in greater detail, because one of the issues on the Boston side of this is that Alex Bregman can opt out after this season. He can opt out. So you might now be in a universe where you have neither Devers nor Bregman in 2026, and you're basically now really relying on the likes of Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer and this young group of players.
All right, that's JP Morosi talking about it from a Boston standpoint.
Yeah, you better hope Bregman doesn't opt. My goodness. But it ain't about, we ain't there, we're here. Stoney, I would just love to see Devers go take first base, and now you have your corner infielders, Chapman, who can hit with power, and your boy Devers, man. It starts there. Just man, if somehow that can be his position, that's what I'm rooting for.
Let me bring in Evan Giddings, our producer, because he sent a text out to the group, and I'm going to ask him to explain it rather than just say it. You had an interesting text to the Vine that said the Giants just acquired Jimmy Butler.
Well, I thought you'd like it.
Yeah.
So it's my job to help you understand these deals. So I thought
you asked for it. Getting me. You asked for it.
It's not an apples to apples trade, but
there was a lot of
the Giants and the Warriors both were able to acquire superstar level talent within the last calendar year by basically plucking a player from a team whose relationship had eroded.
No doubt.
And Devers at this stage in his career is in a better place than Jimmy Butler is, but both the Giants and the Warriors were willing to eat a massive amount of money in order to get a player that could change the trajectory of their season. I would argue the Giants were in a better position than the Warriors were when they got Butler.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, I would argue that Devers is probably a better guy than Butler, all things considered.
Yeah, you don't know that.
No, I don't, but I know.
Speculations, Donnie.
Well, it's not. It's based on a track record of Jimmy Butler being at four places and having problems in four places and Devers only having one problem in Boston. So, like, Butler at least has a track record, so.
But the fact that Devers and his relationship has become untenable with the Red Sox in a place that he was homegrown, rewarded with a big contract, won a World Series, that would also raise red flags to me. But that's obviously something that Buster Posey thinks he can put behind him, and in that case, it's a massive get.
The other thing is Devers is 28, and Jimmy Butler 35, so obviously Devers, you'd like to think, is going to contribute a lot more than Jimmy Butler's going to contribute to the Warriors over the course of time.
Yeah, I mean, am I wrong, guys, saying he's the face of the franchise now? Like, 8.5 years left for $255 million. Evan, when I hear San Francisco Giants right now, I think of Rafael Devers. And I don't think there's any problem with that. You could insert whatever name you want, but the bottom line, Steiny, is let's just think about Devers real quick, his psyche. So you win a World Series, you're an all-star, and the team goes out and gets a guy to play your position? Like, take the knife out my back. Like, this is one of those I could see him getting pissed off. Even if the Red Sox said our analytics and everything said we want to replace you, Steiny, I could see him being sour as all outdoors. And like Evan said, and I said it earlier, these two teams in the Bay, the Warriors and Giants, benefited because relationships went sour. Like, man, yeah, right place, right time, I guess.
Right, but to me, you never judge a trade until it's all the, like, there's no doubt. This looks great, yeah, if you're the San Francisco Giants. And the Jimmy Butler trade that the Golden State Warriors made paid dividends in year one. I think we'll agree with that. But, you know, this is Buster Posey going all in, too, on a big three,
yeah,
of Chapman, Adamas, and Devers. These guys are all going to be here for a long period of time, and now let them play baseball and see how good they can be. Big Smooth's in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing?
Hey, Steiny, we're not actually saying he's Jimmy Butler. It's just a comparison about the excitement, man. Ease up, Steiny. We're not going tits. It's not an apples to apples comparison. We're just saying, man. Excitement. Let it loose a little bit. Oh, here's what I want to say. You know what? As sports fans, I love the fact that we are entertained by stars. Bring us some stars, man. Yeah. That's all we're asking for. And if we don't win it all, that's fine, but we got stars. Let's stop being bean counters and accountants as fans. Well, the cap is over. Forget all that. Bring some stars in. This may be the second biggest free agency sign since 92. Barry Lamar. I'm just saying. After Barry Lamar, that we don't know. Steiny, I get it. We don't know. We have no idea. But the trajectory of what Devers can possibly do, it looks pretty rosy. And Giants fans ought to be ecstatic.
No doubt.
Now, I'm a Dodgers fan, so, you know, I'm just saying.
Even they took notice, Big Smoothie. We appreciate the call. But like Steiny, there's nothing off the table right now in regard to Rosie, what this team can do. Like, if you tell me you got Giants on your list, anybody out there to win the World Series, I know we got a long way to go, but now I feel like they got some substance, and it was about pitching and defense. Now you done mixed in some, just like a great thing of jambalaya, you know, a dose or a pack of bats and runs, you would think.
This is also J.P. Morosi on the Giants' new middle of the order that should be around for a while.
Whereas on the San Francisco side, I feel like we're going back 10 years or more to where this was one of the principal franchises of baseball. They've got a great rotation, and now they've got the middle-of-the-order bat that they've lacked, at least since the days of Pablo Sandoval, and maybe even if you want to talk about Bonds, it's been a long time since they had a true slugger to anchor the middle part of the lineup. So this is a transforming day, and I think think, something that's going to really get the attention of the Dodgers, because they have not been able to keep their rotation healthy, Mark and Ephraim. And I think now that you got to like the Giants' chances of winning this division among all the contenders right now.
Wow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. Yeah. I'd have to ask JP Morosi,
Bubba,
you want to bet?
Oh, man.
I mean, winning the division. Yeah.
Well, you're doing a damn good job of it, staying in it.
No doubt.
You know, up until this weekend without the likes of Devers. And I'm just going with Big Smoothie. Steiny, a million things could pop off. He could hit two home runs. But the bottom line is everybody was, you know, doing what they were doing yesterday on a special day for the fathers with their family. You know, I'm mad that there's no final game, but I'm getting ready to watch the Dodgers and Giants, and bam, out of nowhere, news breaks that the Giants got one of the, if not premier bats in the game, to put in their lineup, man. And they spent money, and their Buster is sending a message, we're going for it. So he's verbally telling everybody, lock in, Evan's words, lock in, get ready. And then he backs it up with this, and they still have the deadline to go Arsenio Hall if they wanted to get busier and do a little more. So it's incredible. And I got to mention Mark Willard, and the reason I bring up Willard, Steiny, is a couple weeks ago when Chapman got hurt, or we had the crossover, he was saying, you know, just talking about his fears of them not being able to withstand that injury, that Buster had to do something now. And I was driving home, I think even mentioned to you, like, yeah, it's a little too soon. The doors are not open yet to the venue, but they were. They were. And you pulled this off 6 weeks before the deadline.
Yeah, and I mean,
two
weeks ago, Buster Posey was talking about the Beltran and Wheeler trade, and he said that that was a trade that he really liked. And that was a trade where he said that he really thought Brian Sabin at the time made a move that sent a message to the clubhouse. And here we are 2 weeks later. And now we find out that that was a foreshadowing of sorts for Buster Posey. And I wouldn't doubt that when he was saying that a couple weeks ago, he had already been talking to the Boston Red Sox. I'm sure it wasn't nearly as close as, it was over this past weekend, but I get the sense now, after hearing Buster Posey say that a couple weeks ago, that whether it was Devers or somebody else, he'd probably been making a lot of calls, and he knew that over the course of the next 6 weeks, there would be things out there that may present itself, and if he liked it, he was going to go ahead and do it, and that's what he did well before the trade deadline.
Yeah, hey, well said, and this is up your alley. We'll kind of never really know, Steiny, but I think about the McCaffrey trade, And you know, the friendship that Kyle had and John had with ownership there or management there to get that deal done. And we get to the origins of how stuff jumped off. I do wonder, because to me, Steiny, what the Giants gave up is like minimum wage compared to what they got in return outside of what they're paying Devers, but he's worth every penny. My question to you is, and we'll never know. How many other teams do you think called Boston? I would love to know if, you know what I mean? Like, hey, what's the situation with Devers? Because I got to believe there were some out there that maybe could put something together better than what the Giants did.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there, but I am curious.
I mean, the other thing is, like, I get it. We don't know anything about Tibbs. We don't know you don't know how Harrison's going to be down the stretch. Yeah. But, I mean, just, you know, you said this. Devers is worth every penny. He wasn't to the Red Sox. According to a lot of reports, they didn't like the fact that he was making $300 million, and they wanted him to be more of a leader, more of a mentor, and it looks like he'd kind of checked out in Boston for whatever reason. So that's where I think Evan was coming from with some of the comparisons or similarities to Jimmy Butler, and maybe like Butler, he'll get here and all will be forgiven and
the winning will ensue?
Yeah, for half a year, and then we'll see what happens, you know, over the length of the contract. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, here's the other thing. If you're a Giant fan that was, you know, kind of watching this year with some ambivalence, wanting them to get better, but not thinking they would or thinking that they might not be able to, well, now you're sitting with Rafael Devers. Anybody out there going to be buying tickets? This guy's probably the best hitter they've acquired in a long, long time. There's no doubt about it. Has he more galvanized your interest in the Giants? You know, I absolutely think, I absolutely think over the last 2 weeks that the Giants have, on their own, built up a lot of interest in this team. And now Devers, you got to believe, is going to take it to the next level. And now the only thing left is for this team to start winning consistently and, I guess, make a run at winning the National League West. Let's talk about it. 888-957-9570. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Coming up in 50 minutes, we've got Rob Bradford, WEEI. He writes about the Red Sox. He talks about the Red Sox, and he's got a baseball podcast called Baseball Isn't Boring. So we're going to join him at noon today. Noon today. So don't go anywhere. We're talking Rafael Devers on 95.7 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.